Hi there, and welcome back to The Untold Truth. We're so glad you could be with us, and we're going to go over a little mystery again today. You know, I've had something on my mind recently. I've been hearing an awful lot in the news and from other people. It seems like today, everywhere you listen to, everything's about race, race about this, whose race, what race, one race knocking another race, and everybody race. Talking about race constantly on the news. It seems to be the habit today. And the more I've read through the scriptures over the years, as well as through my own life experiences, I've got to be honest with you. If there's anything that the scriptures have shown me, it's this. There's only one race, and that's the human race. Oh, there's all kinds of us that come from different places, have roots from different areas, that look different ways than others, or different, differently than other people. But we all in the human race are one race. And that got me to thinking a lot about a particular verse in the Bible that really proves this better than any that I've ever found. Come along. Let's look at this. It involves Moses. And let me give you a little backstory first before we go into it. If you'll remember and think back for a moment, when the Israelites were released to go into the desert and to travel to the Holy Land, and they spent 40 years in the desert, it actually took 40 years for them to actually get right, as I'll call it, because they had to be purged, quite honestly. But Moses had married a woman named Zipporah, and she had sons by her. He had sons by her. And then as time went on, you didn't hear about what happened to her or didn't happen to her or him. You just suddenly heard this little part of a chapter in Numbers, and very few people pay attention to it. Listen to this. Come with me to Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. I'm going to read for you out there, and for those of you that can follow along, wonderful. If not, here she goes. Miriam and Aaron, that's Moses' sister and brother. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. For he had married a Cushite. See there, it brings it up twice. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked? Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came out, the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in visions. I speak to him in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. At that point in time, that's when Miriam was given leprosy as a punishment, and then she was, because of Moses, begging the Lord Aaron and Moses, begging the Lord to take it from her after 7 days it was. But my point I'm going back to is this, and I know I'm long-winded, I go a long way around the barn, but if you would, pay attention to this. We go back to that first part in the first verse. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he had married a Cushite. So they're giving their own brother a lot of grief because he had married this woman from somewhere or of a certain type, a Cushite. And then it emphasizes it a second time. And then they start complaining because aren't we as good as he is? But they were giving him stuff about his Cushite wife. Now, they were Hebrew. So was Moses. But if you'll remember, going back to when all of the Israelites were leaving and going into the desert and in toward the promised land, anyone was allowed to go with them, so long as this. They served and worshiped God and God alone and obeyed his commandments. That's the kicker. Anyone could go with them, but they had to worship the Lord thy God, he and he only, and obey his commandments, to follow him. Didn't matter if you were Hebrew, if you were Egyptian, doesn't matter where you were from, or even if you were a Cushite from Cush, which happens to be the area of modern-day Sudan and Ethiopia. You see for yourself. Race plays no part in the family of God. None whatsoever. There's only one race, and that's the human race. Thank you so much for joining us again. And I want to tell you something that you don't know as we're going to continue this series. And again, we're very excited about this, and we hope you'll continue to join us. But I want you to also know something. If you'll notice, I do a lot of stumbling and stuttering a little here and there, and you may hear some noises. I am not the most eloquent speaker in the world. I have a voice for radio. I also have a face for radio. But at the same time, I also am paralytic. And most people don't know that. And that just gives me a cause occasionally to sometimes be a little bit slower in moving or going to a verse to read, etc. And we don't do a lot of editing on this. We don't do a lot of cutting out. We want this to be very much like you and I were actually holding a conversation. And for that reason, we hope you'll give us a little bit of rope when we air. In the meantime, we look forward to talking with you again here shortly and hope you'll continue to join us on The Untold Truth. In the meantime, please be blessed.